Yale student who falsely reported struggle snuggle can be sued for defamation due to school's procedures, court says. In a decision scrutinizing how colleges investigate sexual misconduct, Connecticut's highest court ruled Friday that former Yale student is not immune from a defamation lawsuit by a fellow student who was exonerated in criminal court after she accused him of struggle snuggle. Yeah, sue the school and the false accuser. This is the only way we're ever going to get this to stop. Until there's actually a penalty for false accusers, they have no reason to stop false accusing. The Connecticut court ruled 7-0 that because he had fewer rights to defend himself in university proceedings than he would in criminal court, the accuser can't benefit fully from immunity granted to witnesses in criminal proceedings. Wait, if you're the accuser, doesn't that make you the plaintiff? You're not a witness. You're literally the one bringing the case, right? So the unanimous ruling came despite warnings from more than a dozen violence prevention groups that such immunity is crucial to prevent so-and-so witness from being discouraged to come forward. No, this isn't about real victims. This is about false accusers. They're literally defending false accusers' ability to point at a random man and ruin his life and not have to pay the price for it. It's one of the few state court rulings on the topic in any U.S. court and could be cited widely in future cases, legal experts said. Good! This is such a massive victory in more ways than one. It ruled that Jane Doe, the pseudonym she used in court proceedings, is not immune from liability for statements she made to Yale investigators accusing fellow student Saifullah Khan of stalking her in her dorm room on October of current year minus eight. I love how they're protecting the identity of the false accuser while they're plastering the docs of her victim all over the media. This is typical Associated Press, typical mainstream media. Protect the criminal. Screw over the victim. The decision could add the already vexing problem of sexual assaults going unreported, Violence Prevention Group said in a brief to the state Supreme Court. Yeah, forget the problem of false accusers going unpunished, thus encouraging more false accusations. Without protections from retaliation, we call that consequences, including absolute immunity of victims. You're not a victim if you're a false accuser. You're the criminal. Will be dissuaded from using school reporting and disciplinary processes and will lose out on their indoctrination while predators or perpetrators dodge accountability. No, how? If you have a legitimate case, file a criminal complaint with the police. Why is it somehow depriving you of your rights if they're just making you go through the proper procedures as opposed to the kangaroo court you have in school? Is it because you know you're lying and you know the police are actually going to investigate, maybe? So a lawyer for the groups wrote filing supporting the false accuser's immunity rights. Khan is suing Doe and Yale. Good, man. This is what we need. So you sue the school to get financial restitution for destroying your life. You sue the false accuser to discourage others from doing the same. Yeah, so he's suing Doe and Yale over the allegations and his November current year minus five expulsion from the school, saying it was consensual. Khan was criminally charged, but a jury acquitted him earlier in current year minus five. Dude, yeah, he's been putting up with this for 5 years. That something, something privilege and it being taken away. Yeah. Yeah, to those with privilege, losing that privilege sure seems like oppression, doesn't it? The judges said Doe was not immune because Yale's sexual misconduct disciplinary proceedings are not quasi-judicial, meaning they don't have standards analogous to traditional courts. You know, when can we say the same thing about family court? Because family courts don't either. As in many U.S. universities, Yale procedures do not subject accusers to cross-examination and do not require witnesses to testify under oath. Why do they always opt to use these kangaroo courts instead of the real system? I wonder. If the proceedings were quasi-judicial, then accusers would have the right to absolute immunity from their statements and to school investigators, the justice ruled. So you want to know how you can fix this? Just fix these star chambers, fix these kangaroo courts to work more like real courts, and you can have your immunity problem solved. Because the Yale proceeding lacked the basic procedural safeguards necessary to ensure the reliability of information presented, we decline to recognize the proceeding as quasi-judicial in nature. Legal experts said the justice ruling could be a major precedent cited in other lawsuits by students accused of sexual misconduct in challenges to the fairness of the school's disciplinary proceedings. As it should be. Why are you saying this like it's a bad thing? Oh, the falsely accused can finally get justice. How dare they? They should just lay down and give up for m'lady. So it was striking to me how detailed they were in criticizing the fairness of the Yale procedures, said Casey Johnson. You're not used to seeing that, are you? Yeah, there are passages from this opinion that I suspect would be quoted in basically every accused student's brief moving forward. Yes, finally. It's taken a few years, but finally. The ruling is also significant because the federal government is slated in October to change regulations covering how colleges must handle sexual misconduct cases. The Brandon administration is undoing changes made by Orange Man that allow for cross-examination of accusers and other requirements. Hey, you know what? That's fine. If you guys don't want to count as quasi-judicial, you could do what you want. Just prepare to be sued. The court said Jane Doe in the Yale case could eventually cite that kind of immunity to defend against Khan's lawsuit, but cannot now because the lawsuit is in its early stages. Norm Pat is a lawyer for Khan, called the decision with fantastic news for Mr. Khan and bad news for Yale. Yeah, they're going to fucking pay, man. It sheds much needed light on the hothouse environment at Yale and its infirm handling of sexual misconduct complaints, Pat has wrote in the Texas Associated Press. Doe's lawyer, James Sconzo, declined to comment Friday. Now, since this is another case now, they should actually put her name out. Like, at least if she's found guilty of false accusing him, they need to stop protecting her identity. They already plaster the identity of her victim everywhere. The Yale spokesperson also declined to comment. A ruling stemmed from Khan's lawsuit in federal court against Doe for an alleged defamation and Yale over his expulsion. A judge dismissed the claims against Doe, ruling that Yale's disciplinary process was quasi-judicial and her allegations were immune from the lawsuits. Khan appealed to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, which asked for the Connecticut Supreme Court to weigh in on the immunity issue before it ruled, leading to Friday's decision. See, this guy knows what's up. This woman probably doesn't have any money anyway. He's doing this to make a point. According to Khan, he walked Doe back to her dorm from a Halloween party in current year -8 and she invited him into her room where they had consensual sex. The next morning, Doe told her friends that she was struggle snuggled according to the documents, but when she went to Yale's Health Center for Contraceptive Care, she told workers she had consensual unprotected sex according to the documents. Guys, if you are in college and you must absolutely get laid, date off campus. I think that movement is still a thing, right? Like I remember when it was pretty big, like the whole date off campus thing. And I Doe filed a complaint with the school, which immediately suspended Khan. Yeah, without any evidence, without investigation, just immediately suspended him. Yale police later charged him with sexual assault, leading to his acquittal in current year -5. Yale expelled Khan later in current year -5 after holding proceedings that did not allow Khan to cross-examine Doe. Of course. A kangaroo court. A star chamber. Whatever you want to call it, that's what this is. Khan's lawyer said he sued Doe and Yale to seek relief for the incalculable damages that he suffered from the allegations and expulsion. As they should. This is a good thing. If every false accused guy did this, we wouldn't be having this problem. The only reason these colleges always side with the false accuser is because they're afraid of lawsuits. They're afraid that if they don't do this, that then the Whammons are going to sue them. So the only way to make them do the right thing is that they'll know. But if you abuse us, we'll sue you too. We're not just going to sit here and take it. Hey, if you want to ruin my life, fine. By all means, ruin my life. But you're going to pay for it. If you want to pay my bills for the rest of my life, go ahead and ruin it. I triple dog dare you.